Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
The proper disposal of pesticides is very important for several reasons. Find out more on today's program and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Students, teachers, eLearning Jamaica presents Technology Day, April 4, under the theme, Winning with Technology. Educate, innovate, create. Come for
animated video creation,
mobile app development,
website development,
robotics,
graphic design,
cybersecurity,
CSEC study tips,
social media marketing, and more.
You can't afford to miss eLearning Jamaica's Technology Day, April 4, Jamaica Conference Center.
See you there.
Pesticides are chemical substances used to kill pests. These include substances that kill weeds, herbicides, substances that kill insects, insecticides, substances that kill fungus, fungicides, substances that kill rodents, rodenticides, and others. The process involved in using and storing pesticides begins prior to purchase. A safe storage area should be identified to house the pesticide even before it is bought. You must also pay special attention to proper disposal of the leftover chemical as well as its container.
Simply because chemicals are harmful. Anything that will kill a pest potentially can cause damage to a human being or other unintended useful things around the home, and therefore pesticides and other harmful chemicals need to be stored properly and disposed of properly.
Head of the Pesticides Control Authority in the Ministry of Health, Michael Ramsey. The kitchen cupboard is not the best place to store chemicals. Rivers and streams are not the best options for pesticide disposal.
Most of them are harmful to aquatic life, such as fish and other things that live in the river and stream. And secondly, that chemical will move down in the river water and may end up where somebody washes clothes, or worse, where they take some of that water to carry home for drinking purposes or cooking purposes.
Head of the Pesticides Control Authority in the Ministry of Health, Michael Ramsey. As a rule of thumb, ensure that you read the label of the chemical you have purchased. It will provide instructions as to how to store and dispose of the pesticide. Do not pour pesticides down the drain or into water. Do not pour pesticides on the ground. Do not use pesticides for anything outside of their labeled uses. Do not discard pesticide containers in unapproved areas. Do not burn excess pesticides. And do not reuse pesticide containers. For more information, visit the Pesticides Control Authority's website at carrypesticides.net or call 922-2829 or 967-1281. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Bud sing sweet fim ona nest. Translation: birds sing sweetly for their own nests. And this means people save the best for themselves.
Love how Jamaica set up fish sanctuaries. And everybody loves the fish sanctuaries. Cause it's a plan to have more fish for everyone. And help save the reefs we depend on. And that will ensure the livelihood of the fishermen. So no fish in a dam. Let's protect our fish sanctuaries.
Brought to you by the Fisheries Division in collaboration with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, under the NPAS project.
Police emergency, hello?
Hello, I want to report a leak in my house. Can you come and fix it?
Where are your parents?
They're not here.
Young lady, this number is for emergencies only. Please hang up and allow someone who really needs the help to get through.
32,000 calls are made to the police emergency 119 number daily. 22,000 of that number are prank calls. Use the police 119 number only for serious emergencies. A message from the Jamaica Information Service. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.